Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, a podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, I'm Brian. Say next to me is...
Sweet Uncle T. Or
Dudes something. Only Night it? This week.
Yes! Woo!
It's not that exciting. People are disappointed. People are already turning off.
Not really.
Like, oh fuck. These guys, they're just gonna ramble for like 45 minutes.
Yes, that's the plan. Maybe much less.
So it might be a short episode. So we'll see.
Let's stretch it out with just random shit that nobody fucking cares about.
Talk about our personal lives a lot. People love it when we do that.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell liked one of your tweets today. Would you like to talk more about Bruce Campbell?
Sure. I did a video about the movie Crime Wave.
Yeah.
Starring Bruce Campbell, directed by Sam Raimi.
Uh-huh.
Almost said Ted Raimi. That's not true whatsoever.
Weren't the Coen brothers involved in that movie somehow?
They were co-writers.
Too? Co-writers. Yep. I haven't watched your video yet, but I just
remember you would have learned all this.
I remember. I didn't need to learn it. I used to know this stuff.
You just asked a question like you had forgotten
it. I was asking so that you could confirm your knowledge.
Nice save.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. All right.
Are we going to get into head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Lots of people wanting to participate, as it's now labeled on Facebook. It's fucking... stupid labeling. Yeah. Zuckerberg.
It truly is the best place to talk about the challenge on the internet, though.
It is.
Even though fucking Zuckerberg, even though it's under his thumb. And I have problems with Facebook, but it's a good place. It's one of the good places.
When you try to have something online and not promote it on Facebook, it's like impossible.
Yeah, I know. They've really cornered the market. Yeah, it's weird. I can't, like, my kids' school shit is on there. The Girl Scouts shit is on there. Like, I can't not have a Facebook account, but that doesn't mean I like it. I will bitch about it every chance I get.
Goddamn Facebook taking over. Fucking Meta.
Yeah, fucking Meta. And I'm going to buy an Oculus this weekend because there's no other fucking choice for that either.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of want one.
Okay. So now you're just in a spending mood. I want all the techie toys.
That's exactly right. Yep.
You can also join our Patreon if you're a $5 subscriber. You can watch us on video, this exciting two-shot of me and Tim just sitting talking about the show.
No cuts this week. No cuts in between other shots this week.
We figured there's only two of us. There's nothing to cut to.
Yeah. We did have Brian text or message us from the Patreon account wondering why we're not live on Facebook yet. Tonight is one we're not well-prepared, so we won't be streaming on Facebook tonight. But for the nobody watching us on YouTube, there you go.
We found after starting up this video stuff, which we now have to do because we get paid for it.
Right.
That I can't do both on my laptop at the same time.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out.
So it sucks.
Yeah. We'll sort it out, though.
All right. Well, let's get into this episode.
Do we have to?
Episode was this was a decent episode. Episode 18, Night of Mistakes.
Yeah. Because both contestants picked the world's worst people to go up against in their various eliminations. Yeah. Bad calls.
As we remember, Casey does a previously on. Who cares?
I don't know who that is.
As we remember, they had an elimination. Emmanuel got to stay. Logan went home.
Yep.
And TJ drops the bomb. Tonight's the night of eliminations.
Yep.
So two more people are going home.
Yes. I'm pumped. Were you pumped for this?
I was. I was like, good. Let's get some people out of there.
Yeah. I like a purge. I wish they'd use the language they used for, I believe, was it Invasion of the Champions, right? Bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath.
I think that was the only season they used that, but they should bring that back. I really like that. It's going to be a bloodbath.
This wasn't much of a bloodbath. There was only two.
I know.
That one was like six or something.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, you're right.
There we go.
So TJ tells them all cells are disbanded.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their own. No agency. Everyone is up for grabs.
Yep.
Everybody starts scrambling like, oh, shit.
But we knew immediately there are some people not up for grabs because nobody's going to vote for CT and nobody's going to call CT in. CT is going to be fine.
No.
I guess I don't know anybody else. Casey is probably fine on the woman's side.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
Yeah, we assume like they're going to vote CT and like, let's make CT real mad. Let's vote him in. And then right. he'll pick Emmanuel probably.
Right.
And then just obliterate him and then come back all pissed off. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, no, it's people are just trying to stay away from his anger, I think. Yeah,
but I guess if it's like the last elimination, who fucking cares?
There's not a lot of risk. I mean, there would, I guess, be a benefit in maybe taking him out before the final, because this guy's final built. You know, he's going to do well in a final. So, I mean, like, there would be some strategy there. And if you're like, let's say you're Devin, you know you're not beating CT in a final.
Yeah.
But maybe you try your luck at an elimination. You know, if this is a puzzle thing, Devin stands a good chance against CT. Yeah.
Especially what happens, like, in this actual elimination.
Yeah, Devin kind of chokes.
Yeah,
but
I guess that's true. I'm just saying they could have had a puzzle off, like who's going to do better in this puzzle,
right?
Well, see whose puzzling skills are better.
Yep.
So they're going to do an individual vote for one woman, and since Emmanuel just won his elimination, he gets to vote first, and he starts it off by voting for Amanda.
Yeah,
and as we see in the challenge, once a train starts, it's kind of hard to stop it.
It really is. Once there's one name, it's real easy to just jump on that name. And I think Amanda was a victim of that.
Yeah. So Amanda, of course, votes for Tori.
Yep.
She's not going to vote for herself.
Right.
And her and Tori don't get along. And about the only other surprising one is Nelson votes for Tori.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to vote for Amanda because they're friends.
Yeah. I like that. It was one of those, you know, I think he knew Amanda was going in anyway, but just for camaraderie's sake, you don't throw your name on that pile. I thought it was good. And the more confessionals we get from Amanda wearing that dress, the better. into that.
She does have a what the fuck's her face, Morticia kind of look to her in her confessionals.
Yeah, I like women that look like vampires.
So no surprise Amanda gets voted in. She decides to go big. Let's go Tori. I'm gonna pick Tori.
Yeah, I wonder if she had that same strategy of like, I probably can't beat her in a final, but I might be able to pull out an elimination.
Yeah, maybe.
So just get her out. Because otherwise this seems like maybe the worst choice you can make.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she should have picked Nani. I feel like they'd be pretty evenly matched in just about anything.
Yeah, I think so too.
But then she mentions that I'm not going to pick my friends. And then they show Casey and Nani. So maybe, I don't know.
Closer than I thought. Yeah, it's hard to know exactly what's going on there.
Because I wouldn't have picked Emmy. Fucking 4-0 record this season?
Absolutely not. No, she should have picked Nani. But if she's got those ties to Nani that go beyond the show, then, you know, that's not going to work out.
So they're going to be playing Drone Drop.
Drone Drop.
So the drone will drop a package, which turns out to be a football.
Right. A top secret package that looks exactly like a football.
And then TJ says you're going to grab it and you're going to put it on your podium 2 times. Podium turns out to be like a barrel.
Yeah, that was weird, right?
I don't know why they just was. What the fuck do they usually call this? Like Powerball or something?
Yeah, they've played very versions of this. But yeah, there's no. Why would he say podium? There's nothing spy related that's podium. Put it's it in dumb. The fucking barrel.
Because I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. You just put it up on that podium and you're done.
Yeah,
seems anticlimactic. But then when they started playing, it goes in the barrel, and I'm like, oh, well, that makes like a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. Yeah, it's super weird that he said podium.
Fucking TJ.
They go all out making these things spy related, like calling that a package instead of just a ball.
Right.
It's stupid. And that drone offered nothing.
No.
They could have started off with the ball on the ground, and the drone added nothing to this whole thing.
The only variable is that the ball bounces, so maybe it bounced one way or the other.
But he waited till it settled before he blew the horn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? I don't know. It was dumb.
Well, this whole thing was a bygone conclusion. Round one, Tori and Amanda wrestle for a little bit. And then Tori just sort of like, all right, fuck this. Lifts Amanda up like on her shoulder. Well, Amanda's like grabbing onto her, like her legs wrapped around her and stuff. And Tori just lifts her up. Almost has an Amanda backpack.
Yeah,
different
almost.
Sort of scenario.
Almost.
It's more like a Amanda fanny pack. And just picks up the ball and just like walks over and just dumps it in the barrel.
Yeah, poor Amanda. She was doing what she could, but I mean, Tori's just a lot bigger and stronger. I mean, it's just you can't overcome the size differential like that. Unfortunately, it just is what it is.
It was gonna happen.
Yeah,
and we see that in round two.
Yeah,
Tori just kind of just dominates her and then stands up and runs over and puts the ball in. So
I don't think Amanda tried very hard that second round. I think she saw the writing on the wall and was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'll just go home.
So Amanda's going home. She does this confessional about, oh, I'm a mom and I'm here for my son and blah, blah, blah.
I was tearing up. Crying. Wolfie gave no shits. I was tearing up, man.
You were not tearing up.
I was getting
up.
A little choked up.
Fuck off.
It was beautiful.
And then TJ apparently heard her do her confessional. Right. Then he tells her, oh, it's nice to see that devil act you put on is all bullshit. You're a nice person. You're a good mom.
Oh, TJ. Showing his soft supporting side.
Gross barf. So now it's time for the men's vote. And since Tori won, she gets to start.
Yep.
And Tori goes, votes in Nelson.
Yeah. Rude.
Right?
Rude, Tori.
Hey, Joker. Joker showed up in the video chat room.
Joker, what's up?
So she picks Nelson. Then everybody else votes in Emmanuel. Not a big surprise.
Not a big surprise, but the poor guy, like we've seen people be thrown into eliminations consistently, like yeah. Even Emmy this season. I can't remember anybody having to do two in a night right after each other. Yeah, that's bad luck there, Emmanuel.
Oof. So Emmanuel, he decides to pick Devin.
Yeah.
Right after Tori says, don't pick Devin. And then he's like, I'm going to pick Devin.
Yeah. Smart move, though. I mean, not knowing what the game is.
Yeah.
That's the obvious move.
Physically,
right?
He would probably have the best chance against Devin.
For sure.
Kyle, we've seen, even though he's gangly and tall,
yeah,
he can pull out some power when he needs to.
Yep.
And CT, I mean, you might as well just be like, I'm just going to quit, TJ. I'm just going to go home. And then, you know, fucking Nelson, even though he doesn't do a lot in, like, daily challenges and stuff, the dude's ripped.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to have to, like, and fast. I wouldn't have to want to have to like wrestle him.
Yeah.
So if even if there's no confirmation of what they're playing, but if it was this drone drop again.
Yeah. He made the right call.
Yeah.
Picking Devin.
I would have wanted Devin.
Yeah. I think he made the right call no matter what. I mean, even the way we saw this work out, I think he made the right call. It's a bad move to guess it's going to be a puzzle and then go with like a Nelly or something like that, you know? So I think, you know, just bad luck, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Bad luck. It doesn't say anything about you as a competitor. Just one of these challenge luck things of just you picked wrong. Oops.
Oops.
That happens.
Don't do it again.
Yep.
This is called triple threat. You have to complete three puzzles in order. And as soon as TJ says that, everybody starts laughing.
Yeah.
They're like, you picked the completely wrong person for this.
And he knew that even. Yeah. I think even he knew that.
This is the one where you pick Nelson.
Yep.
Nelson tries to tell us different later, but yeah.
Should they have told the challengers what the elimination was?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it's more fun not to. Amanda tried. She's like, well, what are we doing? TJ's like, I can't tell you.
Yeah. It's certainly more fun, but it takes a lot of the skill away. You know what I mean? Because I think both of them would not have picked the competitors they picked had they known what the game was.
No.
And so to me, that seems like, I don't know. It's weird to ask people to make a choice based on no information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like two empty boxes or two covered boxes, Wolford. Which one do you want? I don't know. One's $1 billion. The other one, I'm going to cut your nose off.
Well, it's the chances you take.
Yeah, but anyway, it's not fully a game of chance. I understand chance is a small component of it, but it's not the full game. But anyway.
And I wonder if they're even just like, well, let's wait till he says who he's going to play before we announce what it is. Maybe we'll play something else.
Oh, maybe that's it. Production just sort of figuring out as they go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim was really excited. He got to see Devin do martial arts during his slow-mo, like, you know, lead into the elimination.
These are so ridiculous, them trying to act like big badasses and stuff. There are some legitimate badasses up there, but Amanda's not one. Devin's not one. I don't even think Emmanuel's one. He's kind of a goofball guy, too, I think. So they were all look kind of goofy up there, I think.
So the first puzzle you have to do, there's like squares of different colors. And you have to line it up so all the colors are in all the rows or whatever.
Yeah, with no repeats.
I would have been like, this is too hard.
Do I even have to try or can I just forfeit immediately?
Just looking at it, I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Pass.
Like Sudoku and stuff, I'm not good at that shit.
No, so. I'm not either.
Devin calls this like a color Sudoku. Yeah. And I just would have been like, I'll just blow my brains out. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't think I would have been good at this either. And it makes it even harder because it's unlike Sudoku, these boxes will turn, you know, Yeah. Every 90 degrees is a new possible solution.
Yeah.
Which makes it quite a bit harder. Yeah, I would have really struggled with this too. And we see Devin really struggle with it.
Devin told his backstory. Did this make you tear up too?
Nope, didn't give a shit about this. Nope.
Dyslexic, and he had to memorize stuff the night before so that he wouldn't get made fun of or whatever.
It's nice to hear a little backstory, but I don't know if I believe him, and I don't care. If that's true, I don't even care.
All right.
Sorry, Devin. If there's no kids involved, I don't give a shit. That's it. Jesus. That's my soft spot, man. It's Devin, kids, it's Devin kids was and talking, nothing else.
Devin was talking about when he was a kid.
That doesn't matter. No? If it was his kid, if it was his kid that was dyslexic, then I would then I would tear up a little bit.
Heartless bastard.
Oh, yeah.
So Emmanuel gets his puzzle done first.
Yeah. Like, he seemed to have no problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was just luck. He just happened to accidentally lay them out correctly and move right on, but he did not struggle with this first one at all.
Yeah. So he gets up to the second puzzle. Second puzzle's math problems.
Yeah.
So you have to line up these numbers in a certain order. It's equal, the same number. I don't think they tell you what number it is. You have to figure that out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yep. So he chokes, but Tori's up there yelling hints to him.
Yeah.
And everybody else up there is kind of being like, Tori, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you helping Emmanuel?
Yeah. So she's really trying. She's telling him, like, put five in the middle and blah, blah, blah. And then she turns her back to him and you see her like pointing in the air. And so she's trying to figure it out. She's like, oh, it's 15. It's 15.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, yeah. Then everybody's, especially Nelson. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Devin's your friend and this is your cuddle buddy. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And Tori just drives me nuts. I hate everything about her, I think. Because her defense was just like, I want them both to win. I don't know who to vote for. I want them both to win. Then don't help either of them, but especially not the one that's already in the fucking lead, you dumbass. Like, she's clearly helping Emmanuel over Devin.
Yeah. So, Devin's at his first puzzle, and he's still just like in his confessional, like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah. He finally gets his first puzzle done. So he's running up to his puzzle, and CT is starting to yell out answers to Devin.
Yeah, I think CT had figured it out from above.
And
yeah.
Devin's just like, no, I'll get this one on my own.
That was kind of badass, right?
Yeah.
I liked that one.
So basically showing Tori up, like, I'll fucking do this on my own. I don't need anybody's help.
Yep.
You dumb bitch.
Yep. I thought that was great. I thought that was a badass kind of power play move from Devin. I really appreciated that.
Yeah. So he finished the second puzzle, like lickety split.
Yep.
Runs up to the third puzzle. While he's up there trying to figure out his third puzzle, this is when Tori's just straight up like, it's 15. Do this, this, and this.
Right.
And everybody's like, really? You're still doing this?
Yep.
So
I don't know who to root for. I want them both to win. Shut up.
That's when
Tori.
You shut up and you don't do nothing. Just let it take its course.
Just say go Emmanuel, go Devin, and then just shut up.
Joker in the chat room says it was nice of Tori to help Emmanuel, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
I agree.
See?
Yeah, but still.
So Emmanuel finishes his thanks to Tori. And then he's up on the third puzzle. So realistically, they're kind of neck and neck. I mean, Devin's struggling a little bit with it. Emmanuel looks at it and says, like, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
So Devin gets a check. Not right.
Oh, it's close, though.
Emmanuel gets a check. Not right.
His was close, too.
Yeah. So.
And Emmanuel is not convinced that this is solvable. He thinks these colors are just fucked up, that there's no way to actually solve this.
This is a fake puzzle. I can't do it.
Nice try, Emmanuel. Yeah. Nice try.
So Devin wins it. Emmanuel goes home.
Yep.
Everybody's still giving Tori shit in the lineup. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck were you doing?
Well, they should give her some shit, but there is, we're up against the final now. So she's not going to pay any consequences for this. And it's not going to do Devin any favors by holding onto this grudge and being angry about it. So it's probably best to just let it go, but fuck you, Tori.
Yep. It was at this point, TJ says, welcome. You've all have a place in my final. Everybody cheers.
Yep.
Yeehaw. And they walk out of the lair.
Oh, Emmy breaking down. Oh,
Jesus.
Jeez.
She's on the ground. Everybody has to like hold her up like she's fucking drunk and blacked out or something.
The mascara just streaming down her face. I can appreciate that she's like a passionate person. I could not even tolerate being in a room with her. I don't think she just is one of these people that just sucks the life force out of everyone. You know,
it's like I'm exhausted from hanging out with her. I can't do it.
She just needs like sort of constant support and constant like just these emotional outpourings that you feel like you have to regulate for her. I could not stand to talk to her. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've said that from the very first episode, and it is still true. She is a literal insane person.
So they get back to the house. Devin says he's mad at Tori, like you mentioned, but he needs to focus on the finals, so he's just going
to let it go. Yep.
Nelson talks a whole lot about it, though.
Yeah.
Jesus, Devin's just like, yeah, but I need to focus. Nelson's like, but isn't she horrible, though?
But aren't you pissed?
We see Nani and Casey cuddling on the outdoor couch. It's a big old love fest.
Gross.
Tim loved it.
Gross.
He's like, this is great.
Gross.
This is almost as good if they had children. We're talking about it. I love this so much.
Well, and listen, I love lesbians. Don't get me wrong. The lesbian angle, I'm all in. I'm all good there. It's the love stuff. I just don't care. Like, let's just see them compete. I don't care that they're in love.
But if they were talking about how much they love their kids, though, you'd be all about it.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Okay, because we're about to see Kyle do that, and I'm into that.
That's stupid. CT's outside cooking steaks.
Yep.
I feel like if there was somebody cooking a steak, I would want CT cooking it. He seems like he would be like, oh, yeah, I got your steak, buddy. He'd be like, cook it real good.
He just seems, confident in the kitchen. Yeah.
So Emmy comes up.
What other food would you want CT to cook for you?
Brains.
Okay.
So you can smash someone's head and I can eat it.
Right. Would you eat like baked goods from CT, like a cake, a muffin?
I mean, I would just because it's CT, but right. I mean, do I think it would be good? Probably not. I just feel like something like meat over a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I trust CT's judgment on that probably.
Yeah. I think he's probably a really good guy at the grill for sure.
Yeah. Joker says Casey and Nani are the John and Yoko of this season. If anybody's watched the Beatles thing on Disney Plus, you can see a lot of John and Yoko.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
That's all right. It's good so far.
I'd like to explore that, though, that comparison. Who's who? Which one is which?
Yeah, because, I mean, I wouldn't consider either one of them John Lennon.
No, that's what I was going to say. I feel like Casey has to be Yoko because she came in later and she kind of ruined Nani, who I used to like, and now I'm bored by her. But, yeah, calling Nani John is like, that doesn't seem right either.
No.
Maybe it's Yoko and Yoko. They're both Yokos.
The Yokos?
Right.
So Emmy comes up and she's excited. Devin compliments how well she's done this season.
Yeah.
This is Tim's favorite part where everybody's just talking about how much they like each other, how well each other have done.
Yeah. It's masturbation.
Definitely, Joker agrees. Okay, Yoko and Yoko.
Yoko and Yoko, yeah.
It's basically just, this is where production's like, we need shots of everybody complimenting each other. Can you guys go out, CTO grill some steaks? You can compliment Emmy.
Well, this is masturbation. And listen, we masturbate on this podcast almost every week.
$5 tier. You can see it.
That's right. We are bottomless in this video. But no, it's just very like self-congratulatory and you know whatever. And that's okay. Take a minute. I feel like even that's part of the challenge. There's always this masturbation before the final. This masturbation seemed to last a long time. They were edging. This was an edging style masturbation scene that went on forever, which was a little frustrating. You can definitely sense as the final is approaching that they are stretching these episodes. There is no reason this needed to be a two-part final. The elimination lasted forever. The masturbation lasted forever. And then you get a little taste of the final. I don't know. I don't need all this, man. I don't need this.
You don't love it? You don't love all of them complimenting each other?
No. I like a little bit of it. Like hit two or three cast members saying something nice, and then like let's just move on. I get it. Everybody's happy to be there. Everybody likes each other. Okay, I get it. Let's move on.
Oh, that's not the right file. Sorry, I had to post in the Facebook. I was getting people being like, "Is there no live show tonight?" Sorry, everybody.
See you. Yeah, I was trying to ramble and space things out as you were typing.
You were good.
I was trying, but now you blew my cover. Now everybody's going to know why I chatted like that.
So Tim's favorite part is Nelson sitting in an ice bath talking to his legs. Like, come on, legs. It's the final, legs. We need to win.
Yep. His little penis must have just shriveled right back up into his guts. Can you imagine sitting in an ice bath like that? Have you ever had to do that?
No.
Oh, man. That looked terrible.
It does look terrible.
That's like part of an elimination challenge is that ice bath. He's doing it on purpose to himself.
It's bad enough jumping into a pool that's not already like 100 degrees.
Right.
Like jumping into the... Like, yeah. I can't imagine, like, oh, no, there's ice in this water, and you're about to jump into it.
Right. I wonder, is the, does he have bum legs or something? Is that why he's having to do this? Or is it, does it help your... I don't know.
It is supposed to help. I mean, I was going to say, like, after an elimination, but he wasn't an elimination. He didn't do shit. He stood up on the stage.
No, it seemed kind of like he's preparing for the elimination by doing this, but I don't know enough about... athletic things to know what good this does.
Because I know, like, professional athletes will do it, but I thought they did it, like, after the game to, like, help their muscles, like...
Yeah, recover or something, right.
Any people that are in shape, not schlubby fat guys like us, if they could tell us what that does.
Please let us know. What's the benefit of this?
Tori asked Nelson why he wants to win. So this, again, this is the... well, we need someone to have Nelson... say out loud why he wants to win, so you need to ask him.
Right.
Tori's like, okay. Even though we're mad at each other right now, right. We'll go ask him. He said he wants to open a salon for his mom.
That's adorable.
So.
I had a nice shot of his mom. Yeah. His mom looks exactly like Nelly.
You can tell they're related?
They look exactly the same.
Yeah. Nelson would just shave. I mean, it'd be like, is this twins?
Right. Really, they look close.
Then Tori's answer is, well, I just want the money for myself.
Right, yeah. I just want to prove that I can do this as a single woman. Okay. Like, there's never been a single woman challenger. Like, we don't already know that's possible. I don't know. I'd have no patience for that woman. Nothing.
CT and Kyle talk about Kyle being a new dad. Tim started, crying into his beard.
Oh, man. When it showed those, like, 3D sonograms, brought back flashbacks of my kids. Gross. Yep. Oh, friend of the show, Kyle. He's going to be a great dad. He's going to be a great dad.
The worst dad. He's going to lie to his kid all the time.
Well, yeah, but if
no, I'm not going to eat the last bite of cereal, and then it's going to be gone. And the kid's like, what? And he's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's a life lesson. Don't trust anybody.
I thought you told me to eat it. I didn't understand. Nelson is packing up, and he talks about it like, oh, the people that have come through this house today, this season, blah, blah, blah. Yep.
Named every country that every person was from.
Yeah, right.
It's like, all right, that's excessive. I mean, we get it.
You could have just said people from all over the world, and we would have been good, Nelson.
Yeah, we don't need every country.
So then the challengers arrive. It's final time.
Finally. Oh, my God, the longest season in the world, but here we are. Final time.
Still got a whole nother episode to go through.
I know.
All right, so what's going to happen is contestants are going to do a puzzle, and then they're going to race to a helicopter.
Yep.
So this made it sound like there's a helicopter waiting. You finish your puzzle, you run, you jump on that helicopter. That helicopter takes off,
right?
Drops you into a lake, and then you go from there. But you're actually queuing up. You finish your puzzle, you run, you get on the first helicopter,
yeah,
and then the second person... The second person will also be on the helicopter. I don't know if they were going to split it up like first man, first woman, or was it just going to be like first and second get on this helicopter?
It must have been first and second because there was two. CT was CT and Nelson, right?
No, and CT that, was number one.
And then wasn't Nelson number two?
No, Tori was.
Tori was number two. I feel like there was a helicopter with two women and a helicopter with two men.
Yeah, there was. So they must have just been like, whoever gets there, we're not... splitting it up with men and women winners.
How do you feel about these pauses between checkpoints? Because, I mean, there's always, the finals are always do something, checkpoint, do something. But if there's do something, checkpoint, sit and wait, that's like an equalizer. You know what I mean? There's not really a big benefit like that.
The benefit is the first helicopter drops them off first, so they do get a head start. But
yeah, but it could turn a 20-minute head start into a 2-minute head start.
I mean, like we've always said, we like that TJ blows that air horn and you just don't stop going until you reach that flag and you put your hand on it. Those are the best finals.
Yep.
So obviously not a fan of that, but
yeah, they stop and go. No good. No bueno.
All right. So we get this puzzle. The puzzle is a map of the world. We've seen it before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that was in the final with Bettina, or the elimination with Bettina and Corey. They had to do the puzzle of the map.
Okay.
If not, it looks like the same map. I don't know if it's the same puzzle. But.
God, way to remember that, Wolfie. That seems like a million years ago.
Right. So you have to put this together. And then I didn't know this was part of it until I saw like fucking somebody, was it fucking Nelson putting this shit? And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I saw CT got it. But you have to take these little flags and put them on these little dots of right. which country is
which. It
represents
which. The countries, yeah. right.
So CT just blows through this. Like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
This is like the most ridiculous puzzle you've ever seen. he's done. Tori finishes. Then Nelson, Devin, Casey, Kyle, Emmy, and then Nani.
Yep.
So they all finish and they all run off. Nani did absolutely horrible.
Yeah, she was the last, yeah.
Emmy almost lost one of her flags. She did. She freaking dropped America.
Right.
And she's just like, where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. But then, yeah, Nani's over there. I feel like some of her pieces were sideways. Yeah. I think they're since like, look, you're dead last. Just turn this and just put the flags up there and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's weird, too, because I think it cut to her, like, as CT finished, who was number one, it cut yeah. to her saying, like, oh, he didn't even destroy his puzzle. This is my chance to cheat.
Yeah.
And then she came in last. What?
She's horrible.
What? So weird.
She's even bad at cheating.
Yeah. But like, why would they even fucking leave that confessional in? Right? It's really distracting. When she said it's time to cheat, I was like, oh, Nani's going to get like second or third here. Nope. Still way last. I don't know what that was.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
So the helicopters, first helicopter, CT, Tori. Helicopter number two is Devin and Nelson. Helicopter three, Kyle and Casey, and then helicopter four is Emmy and Nani. So they take off. They get over this lake. You jump out, and then you swim, and they have those little swim jets that we saw at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I kind of like those.
Yeah, and so you hold on to it, and it propels you forward so you don't have to swim.
Mm-hmm.
So you get those, and you ride to checkpoint two. You have to grab this little envelope thing on like a floating flag, mm-hmm. and then get up on the land. And then you have to just run up this really rocky hill to get to the next whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What the fuck are the envelopes even for?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, good question. I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, why do they have to? Was that just part of the challenge? Like, you just have to grab one?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They do. Sometimes they cut things out of the final. I wish they would tell us, though, right. what the fuck that point was. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was weird that those little... the little jet ski thingies
yeah.
seemed to benefit the smaller women or the smaller people because yeah. Tori pulled ahead of CT here.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time believing CT wasn't just fucking full throttle on that bitch. Right. You know what I mean? You know he had that thing maxed out.
This is amazing.
But Tori just was able to kind of pull yeah. ahead. Just it must have been a weight thing. But, you know,
yeah.
so it goes.
So they get to the dry land. CT starts running uphill. And this is what me and you are like, well, he's just going to.
Yeah. We'll never see anybody else.
No, CT's just going to run. But he comments that it's really rocky. It's hard to get your footing and stuff.
Yeah.
At some point, we do see Nelson pull in front of him.
Yeah.
Nelson got to be first for a little while.
Yeah. I'm kind of not surprised. Nelson is fast. I mean, that's his defining characteristic to me is he's really fast. So it's not all that surprising that he caught up to CT here.
And he's fast until we get to the next puzzle.
Oh, yeah. Slow a puzzle.
It's a circuit puzzle.
Yep.
And then they cut to the last time they did this on, like, earlier this season. And Nelson fucked it up royally.
Yeah.
And by fucked it up royally, he had one piece run. But still.
Right.
I actually think that was Ashley's fault now that I'm thinking about it. I don't remember.
You remember better than I do. But, yeah, another great equalizer here of the puzzle.
Yeah. And this one, Devin... just destroys it.
Yeah. I think this is one, and we've seen puzzles like this before where it's sort of like if you can just sort of place one or two kind of by sheer luck right away, yeah. the rest sort of fall in. It's like like the first part is the hardest, right? Of just sort of yeah. like getting your head around the puzzle and placing those first two, and then they all sort of fall into place. But yeah, Devin, just something happened that hit, just boom, he was done and he was off.
Yeah.
CT struggled a touch.
Joker says apparently Nelson was not fast enough to duck a punch to his nose, as we talked about. Devin got beat up for hitting on some guy's girlfriend at a club yeah. recently. So Devin, like we said, finishes first, so he runs up. He knows he's booking because he's like physical stuff, not my strong suit.
Yeah.
The puzzles, that's where I pull ahead.
Yep.
And that turns out to be true.
Yeah.
So he runs up. There's two stages, a purple stage and an orange stage. And it's like you're going to create two cells, two men, two women on each one. So he just jumps on purple.
Yeah, it didn't matter for him. Nope. He just had to pick one.
CT finishes second. CT runs up the hill. He sees Devin on the stage. And then he says, do I join Devin's team? And we're like, oh, fuck, that would be a pretty good team.
Yeah. And is that a good team? Did CT make the right choice here?
I mean, it is. I think you brought up that when you get to the physical stuff, Devin's going to kind of lag behind some.
Yeah, that's my fear, is between checkpoints, Devin's going to slow him down. And CT has all the checkpoint strength he needs. Yeah. Like, let Devin do that. But yeah. I guess on the flip side, now he leaves Nelly and Kyle and Nani and Casey, right?
Yeah, that's
none
how it
ends
up going.
None of them are going to do fuck all on these puzzles.
Right.
So maybe CT did the right thing of just like letting the other team languish at checkpoints forever.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see how this works out in the end. But it probably probably is a pretty good
Some of the previews maybe making us think that that the purple team's not going to end up doing very well. But
yeah.
MTV's
deceptive
tricky.
Editing, we've seen that. Hey, Carlin in the chat room.
What's up, Carlin? She was asking about if we were doing a live show tonight. And I had to tell her only over on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe this is another benefit for the patrons.
Maybe.
Maybe those people that love us on Facebook can follow us over to YouTube.
But we just told them to join Facebook earlier.
Oh, fuck. Pay us money first.
We don't know. We'll see.
We're just fucking around.
Joker thinks Nelson would have been better for CT.
That was kind of my first thought, too, is that Nelson can keep up with CT between checkpoints. Yeah. CT just does the checkpoints, and then they keep going.
Uh-huh.
I think Devin's going to slow him down a little bit. But, yeah, with all the dummies on one team, I think the checkpoints are going to they're gonna really struggle at the checkpoints.
So then Tori and Emmy are the next two to finish, so they run up. They join the team.
Of course.
I feel like you see Devin and CT standing there, and you're like, well, that's the team I want to be on. So right. They will join.
Way more CT than Devin. I would just pick whatever CT is going to do.
And, then the orange cell, like we mentioned, is Nelson, Kyle, Nani, and Casey.
Yeah. Just sort of by default. It really was the first four went to one team and the last four went to the next team.
Yep. So.
Sucks. Sucks for that other team.
And that is where our episode ends.
All right.
So, big cliffhanger before next week's final episode.
Yep. And you're spoiler-free, right? You don't know any spoilers?
I'm spoiler-free.
All right. I also am done knowing spoilers. The spoilers I knew have already passed, so
you
I have...
Spoiled yourself for this episode.
I sure did. I sure did.
You just stop going home and looking at Reddit.
I just need to pay better attention to the titles, because it says very clearly spoiled, but I just fucking click it anyway, because I'm an idiot. So I accidentally read one thing that was spoiled this episode, but it's already passed. I don't know anything. So if you had to put money on this, Wolfie, if you're a betting man, you're in Vegas, and they want you to put down $1,000 on a team, assuming these teams stay for the rest of the final, who are you putting your money on?
CT.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not. It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah. It's kind of a no-brainer at this point.
Yeah.
So I do feel like production is going to have to throw something in to make this close. We'll see.
Carlin wants to know, yes, do you think that anyone would have split other than first four and second four?
Yeah, any other way that could have happened?
How they would have split up? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
If Kyle would have got lucky and got his puzzle done, even though that we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think he could have substituted for Devin. I don't think that wouldn't have scared CT away, I don't think. Swapping out Kyle for Devin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Any other predictions? Yeah, are they going to stay in teams the rest of the final, or are they going to break up?
I think they'll break up. TJ tells them, you're going to be playing as a cell until I tell you otherwise, which would lead me to believe that they're going to break up at some point.
Yeah. Usually at this point by the final, they at least know how much money they're playing for. Like, I think he's only said that's the lion's share of $1 million.
Yeah,
but there's a big difference between winning $1 million by yourself or winning $1 million as a team of four.
Yeah.
I mean, that's four times bigger win if you're by yourself, obviously.
Now, my assumption is two more people are going home at some point.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. TJ did say something about,
you're gonna spoiler, I guess, if you don't watch the next on, but
right.
Looks like they are going to be cutting down at least two more people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in a way, that's good. I hope it turns back into an individual final.
Oh, yeah. I think it will.
I would like to see CT win again.
Uh-huh.
And then, this is controversial, I'm okay not seeing CT again.
No.
And I say that loving CT, appreciating his contribution to the show. But think of that run, dude. He comes off of 2 wins in a row. You got to assume he's going to overtake the like Bananas and what's her name? Ashley for the winningest challenger ever. And then go do your Hollywood career, CT. Leave the challenge to the losers that can't do anything else.
Nah, he'll be back. At the very least, he's going to go over to All-Stars and just destroy that show.
I would be totally fine with him just being on All-Stars. Yeah, I think there's something to be said for sort of going out on top. We saw Bananas do this. He had his win where he overtook Ashley, and then he stepped away.
Yeah, he's still up now.
Well, yeah. But I kind of like that. I think that's better than waiting too long, and then you put together a couple losing seasons, and then you walk away pathetically.
Yeah, I saw some other challenge group. Someone posted a picture of Johnny. It's one of his like modeling pictures with his shirt off and his abs, and he's all like looking down and whatever in his underwear. And so I just put, well, it's too bad there's video evidence that he has a small dick. Then some like middle-aged woman, which I guess I'm middle-aged. Fuck. So some peer of mine posted just like, why does that matter? Grow up. And I was like, because he acts like an asshole. So fuck him.
Wow. How does it feel to be in your 40s having Facebook fights about Johnny Bananas a wiener all over?
I was just laughing about it. Other people were agreeing with me. They're like, look, you can see in the picture he's got no dick. So,
Friend of the show.
Joker seems confused by this Hollywood career.
Hollywood career C? Oh, seriously. Yeah, he's going to be in a movie. A mostly real movie, I think.
With Tom Berenger and Bruce Dern.
Yeah, it's got like some famous people in it.
New adaptation of Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
Which, if you've read that, it means a guy who hunts actual people.
Yep.
So,
do you know, is this a theatrical release or is this a direct-to-DVD type of thing? Okay.
My guess would be straight to VOD. But
yeah.
Tom Berenger's not a huge draw at the moment. Bruce Dern had a big comeback there a couple years ago, but I think he's mostly doing straight-to-video stuff.
Yeah, they're not huge A-list celebrity names now, but they're names that you've heard, and it's getting like traction in the Hollywood rags and shit. You know, people are writing about it, so it's not a nothing movie like Habitual.
Yeah,
it's a little more substantial than that. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. The pictures look pretty good so far.
Yeah, they do.
Joker thinks CT's next movie will be with Antonio Sabato Jr.
It's all the washed up people. Van Damme.
That guy's a big Trump fan.
Oh, fuck. Steven Seagal. He could do a Steven Seagal flick. That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
I don't know if I would do a Steven Seagal movie.
No?
I heard that dude kept like sex slaves in his house or some shit.
Oh, was he not supposed to do that? Was that a bad call? I liked Under Siege. You like Under Siege?
Yeah, like some older ones.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Lost his goddamn mind, though.
It's all right.
Joker thinks straight to Pluto TV is what that movie's
called. Oh, man.
So, hey, head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group like we've been talking about, how you don't see us do live stuff over there tonight. Yep. We do it on YouTube instead.
Right.
You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
As little as $1 a month gets you exclusive access to pre-shows, after-shows, literally years and years worth of content there. So you can hear us talk about things that aren't the challenge, if you love that. $5 a month, as Wolfie said, you can watch video episodes of this, including watching us stream live, as a couple people have done tonight.
You can watch like the first 5 minutes of the video when we're like, all right, trying to set shit up,
right,
typing shit, and just like, okay, do we have this all set up properly?
Yep, sitting
it's
there.
Riveting. Happily.
It is. Oh, man. It is something else. Really get to see how that sausage gets made.
If I was good, I would go in and trim that, but
no,
that's lazy work.
That's the benefit of the Patreon, right? They get the behind the scenes. Yeah, footage. $2 a month, we say your names. Thank you to Danielle, Antonio, Nicole, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Bell, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Thanks, everybody.
We love most of you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Forgot to ask, do we have any reviews?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do.
Oh. Hope it's a bad one.
It's not. It's a good one. We get rashes of bad ones. I beg you to please give us good ones. And then usually people come through, which is really everybody. Nice. Yeah. We have one from somebody named Challenge Mon.
Looks like a long one, too.
It's a little bit long. 5 stars titled The Elimination Purge. Love the podcast and was curious as to what you guys thought when it thought about my change to the, quote, skull twist, end quote. So when the season gets to 12 remaining cast members, 6 guys, 6 girls, TJ drops a bomb saying that everyone is going to do an elimination that night. You could have multiple games or all pick the same random order pick for opponents or another option. Everyone would still have to fight to stay out during the season, and everyone had to go in before the final. I like 3-girl, 3-guy final like Invasion and split the money so that everyone gets something. I think it would be a super entertaining episode to watch.
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, I think I like the challenge community because they always come up with these weird games and like Dreamcast and stuff like that. And I'm like not into that aspect of of the challenge, to be honest. I don't like...
Do you want so-and-so to be on? Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's kind of where I'm at, yeah. Or like, hey, what do you think about the skull twist? Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'd watch that, but I don't come up with these ideas myself. But that sounds fine. I would watch that. Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Well, if hopefully you're a patron, because I have 2 challenge-related things to talk about. Talk about with Tim during the after show.
Oh, ooh, so, teasing the after show. Patrons.
So little as $1 a month, you can hear what we're going to talk about.
You can hear us. Give us a buck, and you can get have that that release, that sweet release of the buildup you just built up.
Okay, that sounded really sexual.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming for.
All right, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, join the Patreon. As usual, I am Brian.
Sweet Uncle Soldiery T.
And as Nelson said, typical Tory, typical Tory.
The challenge.